Hello and welcome again to When Heaven Speaks. This is the podcast where in which the world gets silenced and the voice of God gets amplified. I'm Pastor Zach, and I believe that in a world filled with noise, pressure, and distraction, there's still a place where heaven speaks clearly. Each episode that we come to you with are moments to realign, to refocus, and receive divine insight. To receive divine instruction and inspiration for your journey. So whether you're driving, walking, or sitting still, God has something to say to you today. So I want you to lean in. Heaven is speaking. Father, we pause in reverence of you. We pause now, God. Silence every distraction, quiet every fear. We tune our hearts to you, the one who still speaks. Speaks peace to storms and purpose to our pain. We invite your presence into this moment. Guide every word, pierce every heart, and let what's spoken today echo in eternity. May this not just be information, but divine impartation. Let someone be healed, be set free, and be restored, be awakened. Although when you speak, chains break, direction comes, lives are transformed. So we say together, speak, Lord, your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Today, we want to deal with this topic that I believe God put on my heart. Build what has not yet been seen. Build what has not yet been seen. You know, any builder understand that raw materials build things. God gives us raw materials to see what can we build from it. Inside every seed is what it was meant to be. When you look at a seed, in that seed is the apple. In that seed is the tree. But when you first see the seed, it only appears to be something small. Some of you today only see yourself as something small because you're in seed form. But once the seed is planted in the good ground, watered, taken care of, the seed will automatically do what it was purposed to do. God wants you planted. Several of you have listened to this podcast many times, and you're wondering why you yet here, why you keep replaying, why you keep going. It's because God is planting you, and you should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that you shall not be removed. See, we're living in times of oppression where intentional effort seems to keep the richer poor. And the poor are poor, the rich are rich, and the poor are poor. But Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, faith is taking the first step, even when you can't see the whole staircase. Today, we have more questions than answers. Perilous times require powerful faith. It's time to build, my brother, my sister, what has not yet been seen. Because again, perilous times will require powerful faith. But as Dr. King says, faith is taking the first step, although you can't even see the whole staircase. I'm amazed by the faith of our forefathers like Dr. King and many others who stood firm in their convictions. We are built upon a legacy of resilience and faith. Christ doesn't have a platform until chaos really is presented. It is in uncertainty that faith is truly revealed. The kind of faith that we say, even if I don't see it now, when I plan, when I prepare, and when I pray, I will see it come to pass. Faith declares the promise before God delivers it. Do you have faith today? Faith to confess what you believe, even when you don't see it. I've discovered that there is a power in your confession. Job 22:28 says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established for you. Solomon penned, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. The Hebrew word of power translates to yod, meaning hands. Our words hold life and death in the grasp of it. James 3 and 5 warns us that the tongue, though small, speaks great fires, sparks great fires. What we declare, ignite reaction. What are you declaring? See, while James says no one can tame the tongue, the church must learn to watch what we say. Watch your mouth. Watch your declaration. What you declare, you give dominion over your life. Jesus gave believers authority in Matthew 16 and 19. He said to us, I will give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Understand, my brothers and sisters, your words are not just expressions, but they are declarations of faith. The enemy seeks to conflict our confession, overwhelm us with fear and doubt instead of faith and trust in God. Many believers are speaking more about their feelings and about what's going on than their faith. But I challenge you today. Hear me today. Lean in. Stay the course. Post-pandemic, God has released an anointing to announce what we declare God would do according to his will. When we look at scripture, a scripture text, if you must need it today, 2 Kings 4, 8 through 37. We have a Shunammite woman, a woman here who serves as an example of faith in action. She made room for the prophet Elisha. And that she made room for the prophet Elisha, and in return, God blessed her with a son. But the blessing she didn't even ask for. But this was a blessing that sooner or later, danger came. Her son fell sick. This son of promise died. Her response, send me a servant, a donkey. Tell my servant, send me a donkey, bring me a donkey so I can go see the man of God. This woman, she didn't waste time with distractions. She knew this was a life or death issue. She went straight to where the power was. I'm here to let you know, go to where the power is. The power belongs to God. When you look at this text again in 2 Kings 4, 8 through 37, read it when you get a chance. You could do it during your lunch break. She had a husband. Her husband questioned her. Why are you going to the prophet today? It's not the new moon or the Sabbath. He was saying today is not the right day. But she responded, all is well. The Amplified version of the Bible says it will be all right. See, she was speaking by faith. She was declaring and decreeing what she yet did not see. Even when what was presented to her, amen, was not what she saw. I dare somebody right now to declare it. It is well. My body is well. My mind is well. My future is well. My finances are well. Where's your faith? Is your faith built on chaos of this world? Hatred, bigotry, racism, oppression? Or is your faith anchored in the promises of God? Romans 8:18 reminds us that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. I dare you declare after me, there will be glory after this. Faith speaks beyond what we see. Faith says, any day now, God will save my children. Faith says, any day now, my body will be healed. Faith says, any day now, God would do just what he said. Any day. So this woman, when she came to the man of God at the mountain, she found Elisha. She fell to the ground before him and caught hold of his feet. Elisha's servant Gehazi began to push her away. But the man of God, Elisha, said, leave her alone. She is deeply troubled, but the Lord has not told me what it is. Then she said to the prophet, did I ask you for a son, my Lord? And did I not say, don't deceive me and give my hopes up? Then Elisha said to this woman, get ready, travel, take my staff, and go. Don't talk to anyone. Go quickly and lay the staff on the child's face. But the boy's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I won't go home unless you go with me. This woman was determined to build what was not yet seen. This woman was determined that she would operate in a level of faith that goes beyond our present situation. I want you to be determined like this woman. The prophet said, hey, go do this. But she said, I'm not going unless you come with me. This how the story ends. The prophet gets there. When Elijah arrives, the child was indeed dead by this time, lying there on the prophet's bed. But the prophet went in. He went in alone, shut the door behind him, and prayed to the Lord. The Bible says, then he lay down on the child's body, placing his mouth on the child's mouth, his eyes on the child's eyes, his hands on the child's hands, and he stretched out on him, and the child began to grow warm. The Bible says also that Elijah got up, walked back and forth across the room once, and then stretched himself out again on the child. And this time the boy sneezed 7 times and opened up his eyes. Then Elisha summoned Gehazi. He says, call forth the woman, the child's mother. And he said, when she come, Elisha said, here, take your son, because you've built what you have now built what has not yet been seen. What was dead because of your faith is coming back to life again. Those same words are echoing to you today. This Shunammite woman teaches us our confession is our creation. What you make room for will eventually make room for you. She made room for the prophet, and the prophet made room for her. She stayed the course. She held fast to what she believed, and she was not shaken. I want you today to stand firm. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Keep pressing until you get to where the power is. Today, declare that your faith is not built on what you see, but on what God has said. Surrender today your fears, your doubts, and stand firm in faith and declare with me, it is well. Declare with me, I am getting ready to bring forth what has not yet been seen. God has given me the seed, and with this seed, I will produce the fruit that is required from this seed. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you again that heaven spoke to us. Thank you for this divine moment where heaven touched earth. Thank you for every heart that leaned in, every soul that opened up, every ear that heard you today. Let this word take root and produce fruit. Let it shift atmospheres, break cycles, and strengthen the weary. Seal it with your spirit and remind us that even when life gets loud, you are still speaking. We walk forward now with clarity. We walk forward now with courage, and we walk forward now with confidence, because when heaven speaks, everything changes. In Jesus' name, his mighty precious name, amen, amen. Again, Pastor Zach here, when heaven speaks, walk in victory, build what has not yet been seen. There are greatness coming from you. In Jesus' name.